भगवद्गीता 9.14 सततं कीर्तयन्तो मां यतन्तश्च दृढव्रतः नमश्यन्तश्च मां भक्त्या नित्ययुक्ता उपासते. इट्स द सेकेंड वर्स डिस्क्राइबिंग द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ दोज हू आर अटरली डिवोटेड टू कृष्णा. 9.13 describe their internal characteristics, their conception about how there is no reality other than Krishna. Bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhuta dimavayam. They worship with an undistracted mind because they understand that Krishna is bhuta dianavaya. He is the origin of everything and he is imperishable. So this verse continues that theme, and now how are their internal conceptions expressed through their outer actions? That is mentioned in this verse. So here Krishna states, satatam kirtayanto mam, satatam, constantly, kirtayanto mam, they glorify me. Yatantascha dhudavrataha, yatantascha, they endeavor with dhudavrata, with great determination. Namashyantascha mam bhaktya, namashyantascha, offer obeisances to me, bhaktya, with devotion. Nitya yukta upasate, this way they worship me constantly. This offering worship and offering obeisances is a common theme which will come in the famous verse of the Gita, which is repeated in 9.34 and 18.65. Manmanabha mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishyasi yuktvaivam atmanam matparayanaha. That is 9.34 and 18.65. Mam evaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me. So in both verses there is madhyaji and mam namaskuru. So madhyaji is to worship, and mam namaskuru is to offer obeisances. And similarly here we have namashyantascha, offering obeisances, and upasate, uttayukta upasate. Upasate is to worship, which is similar to yaji. So in one sense we could say that offering obeisances is also a part of worship, which definitely is true. But along with that, it's also understood that so obeisances is a special form of, special limb of the activity of worship, and it involves physically prostrating oneself in front of the worshipable deity, and thus implicit within this is also the also the principle of deity worship. Although deity and deity worship is not mentioned explicitly, but the activity done in association with deity worship is mentioned herein. Thrice actually. Yaji namaskuru. Then here, upasate namaskuru. Upasate will come in the 12th chapter also. So, satatam kirtayanto mam. Kirtan is glorification. Kirtan can, now we have Harinam Sankirtan or Harinam Kirtan, where the holy names of Krishna that are chanted, and often they are chanted in public. Nowadays when we use the word kirtan, it often has that connotation of responsive singing of the holy names, where one person sings and the others follow. That is true. Along with that, the word kirtan also has an inclusive meaning, where kirtan is a limb of bhakti. Among the nine limbs of bhakti that Prahlad Maharaj talks about, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam Iti Pumsarpita Vishnu Bhaktischenanav Lakshana Kriyeta Bhagvatya Dhatan Manyeditam Uttamam. So he says that here, among the nine limbs of bhakti which are the signs of education and by which devotion is offered to the Lord, kirtan means it can be verbalization of the glories of the Lord. It can be singing the holy names. It can be speaking the katha of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada includes writing also in Kirtan. So, Satatam Kirtayantoma, constantly glorifying the Lord. Normally, one characteristic of love is constant speech about one's beloved. When we, suppose somebody is a cricket fan, that person always constantly wants to talk about cricket. Somebody is likes a particular star, then that person constantly talks about that star. So like that, or rather not like that, that is like the original attraction of the soul to Krishna. What we see in this world, people are attracted to various things, that is a distorted reflection, misdirection of the soul's pure attraction to Krishna. So, Satatam Kirtayanto Maam, the devotees constantly want to glorify Krishna. And this glorification can directly be in terms of their speaking about Krishna's glories to those who are eager for to hear. And it can also be in terms of speaking through writing, so that even if those who are the intended audience are not, those who are the intended audience are not present there at that time, they can hear later through the recorded word in the books. Satatam kirtayanto maam yatantashya dhudavrataha. This is interesting. Yatantashya dhudavrata, endeavoring yatanta with dhudavrata, with great determination. Vrata actually indicates a vow. Dhruda is strong. So endeavoring with firm vows. So in one sense, that same mood is triply stressed over here. Endeavor itself means effortful action. It's not effortless action. Effortful action. And vow also means firm resolution to do something, whatever be the cost. Vrata, that is Vrata. And then Druda. Druda is again further intensifier. Normally a Vrata is something which is itself very firm. But Druda Vrata as an intensifier strengthens that sense further. So this whole line, Yatantashya Druda Vrata, it has a triple assertion of the same point. Now, Krishna is clearly here talking about not us sadhakas. No, he's talking satatam, we don't do satatam kirtayantoma. Our kirtan is interrupted and often distracted. And further, Krishna has talked about in the previous text, he is describing the characteristics. Vijanti ananya manaso, without the mind distracted towards anything. So, now we know that we require determination in the practice of bhakti because our senses and mind obstruct us in a myriad ways, obstruct and distract and mislead us in various ways. So, to resist their temptations, distractions, we need determination. Krishna has talked about that in 2.41, Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi. Ekeha Kuru Nandana. You should be one pointed in our intelligence and our determination. And he's talked about that also in 6.45 when he talks about how the yogi, after practicing for many lives, ultimately attains perfection. Prayatna Aditamanastu Yogi Samshuddha Kilvisha Aneka Janma Samsiddhas Tatoyati Paramgatim. Prayatna, endeavoring. Itamanastu yogi samshuddha kilvisha. Yogi becomes purified, completely samshuddha of all contaminations kilvisha. Aneka janma samsiddhas. This may take many lifetimes. And then tatoyati paramgatim, then one attains the supreme perfection. So for sadhakas, determination is necessary for overcoming the obstacles created by the mind and the senses. But Krishna is not talking about sadhakas here. He is talking about very advanced devotees. And yet he is saying, yatantashyudhudavrataha for them. Why is that? The nature of love is not to take the easy way. When we love Krishna, we want to do all that we can and we want to do more than what we can. So, in love, we want to offer the best that we can. If we look at Krishna Lila in the spiritual world, we don't see, the spiritual world is glorified as having Kalpataru, as having desire fulfilling trees. But we don't see anywhere the gopis or the associates of Krishna just asking the Kalpataru to provide everything to Krishna. Radharani doesn't tell a Kalpataru, give some nice food to Krishna. She herself cooks for Krishna. Why is that? Because in that endeavor, there is the expression of love. So like that, the pure devotees, they don't have to endeavor because, in overcoming their mind and senses. Their mind and senses are offered to Krishna already. Bhajantyananya manaso. There's no distraction that way. But out of their love, they want to offer the very best that they can, and they want to offer more than their best also. That means they want to stretch themselves to their fullest limit in offering as much as possible to Krishna. And that's why endeavor is required. Because in this material world, resources are limited. They are limited even for the devoted. And so, of course, the material world also poses opposition. And that opposition to devotion has also to be overcome. And that also requires determination. So the devotees, itantashyadudavrataha, for glorifying Krishna, they endeavor tirelessly. See, Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 69, he started off on a world tour. All day he would speak about Krishna to the people who came to meet him. All night he would speak about Krishna to the people who didn't come to meet him by writing books for them. So Srila Prabhupada achieved incredible success, and certainly it is Krishna's empowerment, it is the fulfillment of Lord Chaitanya's prophecy, it is Srila Prabhupada's devotion. All these are true, but we should not overlook the fact that Srila Prabhupada worked extremely hard. Yatantashyadudavrataha. So we too, if we understand the nature of love, if we come to bhakti simply for the sake of peace, then we may be disappointed. Not only that we will not get peace as we might have expected, but also we will miss out on the sweetness of love. Because love is characterized not by peace but by sacrifice. If a mother just wants peace, she may never beget a child. But she has a child and she sacrifices her peace for the sake of her baby. And in that, there is the fulfillment of love, which is far greater than whatever relief might be there in peace. So the devotees endeavor tirelessly, determinedly, with vows to try to glorify Krishna as much as possible. And this is a defining characteristic. Avyartha kalatvam, Bhaktir Samrat Sindhu says that the devotees don't waste even a single moment doing anything other than the service of Krishna. And then they endeavor tirelessly for Krishna's service. And by that, where such characteristics are present, where we see such dedicated service of Krishna, there we can recognize the presence of advanced devotion. So Krishna is not talking about advanced devotion in terms of dancing in ecstasy, singing Radhe Radhe, Krishna Krishna. Yes, that is fine. But he's talking about determined practice of devotional service. So we see devotion not in sudden flights of ecstasy, but in steady determination, steady unflinching determination, as it is explained in this verse. Thank you.